All right. The question is often, how do I charge my electronics? We have the adapters in South Africa that every team member will be given during your time with us. And those will then plug into the South African outlet, and that will then facilitate you plugging in your cell phone, your batteries, all that, so that you can charge your electronic devices. Please don't bring hair dryers. They will not work. Okay. I'm just letting you know, alrighty. Most times the international or the universal adapters will also transform the energy from the country into the US. So the US uses 110, South Africa uses 220 volts. And so a universal adapter will take it from 220 and move it down to 110. But it might even be less. It might be like 70 or 80. Most electronic devices now, cell phones, computers, all that, are already adaptable to do all the way from 110 to 220. And so sometimes the frustration of a universal adapter is that they are extremely slow as well. If you need to get something, please go ahead. If you're going to use it, go ahead. I have found that they are expensive at times. But for your trip with us, we have what you need on the ground so that you don't have to worry about spending additional money, perhaps on something that you may never use again. I will say, for those who bring over electronic devices like drills and saws and things that you might want to bring, that's where a converter will work. The international adapter will charge your batteries very, very slow. And if you don't have an adapter and you just plug it in to 220, it will blow everything up. And the reason why I know this is because we experienced it in the past. But we do have a converter on the ground to plug in power tools to charge or to use that will charge or change things from 220 to 110. So if you're that person that is bringing over tools, we have all that for you over there. There's no reason to buy anything extra.